I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. China has gone from being a clean energy copycat to global leader. This while seemingly the rest of the globe is slacked off. Does this make sense? Let's go through it. For years, China's been accused of just copying research and innovation from the U.S., from Europe, and Australia. But new surveys show that it has quietly grown to the top of the heap in the renewable energy landscape in terms of patent filings, research papers, and what analysts are calling major contributions that will help move the world away from fossil fuels. The European Patent Office and recent data shared with the New York Times shows China has gone from imitator to innovator. As important, China's been accused of dragging its feet when it comes to greenhouse emissions, but no longer. It had been slow to migrate from coal. Well, it appears that notion is being smashed. The latest complete figures come from 2022, and they show China applied for more than twice as many high-quality clean energy patents as the U.S. in 2022. And according to Jenny Wong Leong of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, it is not an accident. She says the Chinese Communist Party has paid more attention to scientific training and education to help strengthen the party and the country itself. It already had been working with companies under the program called Made in China 2025. Well, it's 2025, and they're doing it. While the U.S. and Australia pioneered technologies like solar panels and batteries and supercapacitors, China is now building on those designs and making better ones. And they're building the whole system from research all the way through supply chain. So take even the most simple lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles that were made in the U.S. three decades ago. Tesla gobbled them up and made an empire. Today, BYD, based in Shenzhen, has passed Tesla as the globe's largest manufacturer of EVs. Chinese companies have made their batteries lighter, longer-lasting, faster to charge, and cheaper to produce. They're working on carbon capture, smart grids, electrification of heavy industry, moving into new frontiers. So what do we take from this? We, the rest of the globe? It appears the U.S. has been falling behind for years. It's not a political party problem here for the most part, although it does have to be pointed out that not only has the U.S. fallen behind gradually, the Trump administration's tearing apart of clean air programs and recommitting to drill, baby, drill, and moving away from electric cars is not furthering a fight against greenhouse gases. And the president's seeming distaste of science will not help development either. Now, part of the reason the U.S. became the world's preeminent superpower was military, but it was also that it was at the forefront of research, innovation, technology, development, science, a nation the rest of the globe could count on. Is it enough to just institute tariffs and to try to equalize the trade balance? Is it too late to compete with a Chinese juggernaut? Should we just not worry about it now and say the United States has always figured out a way? Or does the nation start to quickly reinvest in science, research, and innovation? What makes sense?